Newcastle has a long history of antique and vintage centres and shops. Now, True Vintage Markets has been created to enable people with vintage items for sale to have an avenue in Newcastle to sell their items, even if they don't have a shop. People who are looking for true vintage items won't have to rummage through second-hand goods and can cut straight to the chase by visiting the market. So we thought we'd catch up with Sonia Manzolini, who is the brainchild of this fantastic initiative called True Vintage Markets. And Sonia joins us on the show. We're here this afternoon. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Pete.
Nice to talk to you, Sonia.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having me on.
Now, I guess we'll start from the very beginning. True Vintage Markets. When did all this come about?
Well, they've been going since last year. We started them early last year, and we're having four a year at the moment. They've gradually been building. And, we decided, I sort of decided, because I'd been collecting things for a long time. I'd collected vintage clothing and other items. And Newcastle has had a long history of antique centres, but there's not that many now. And there's no real specific market for that sort of product. So we thought we'd do something that was very specific. Pre-1990. That doesn't sound that old, but anything vintage has to be at least 30 years old. So that's how it came about.
Okay. Now, can you go through some of the items and some of the things that you may have at the vintage markets this coming Saturday?
Sure. We've got quite a few stall holders, and we've got even got people coming up from Sydney for it now, which is great. And the type of items we have are vintage clothing. Some of them are ranging from the 1940s onwards. We have artifacts. We have vintage toy cars, die-cast cars, and other toys. We have a lot of ornaments and kitchenware and kitchenalia, Australiana. It's a really big variety, but we don't have big items. It's all fairly small items. Probably the biggest item of furniture would be a chair or a stool, maybe a mirror or something like that. But people can't really lug in a wardrobe or a sideboard or something like that.
Yeah, which is fair enough, yeah. Are there any items in particular out of the whole markets that are always the most popular? Is there something that, you know, people are looking for specifically at all?
That's really interesting. It varies, and things go in and out of fashion as well. Some people are very specific collectors of certain types of things, like maybe toy cars or old cameras or maybe something from the Art Deco era or something like that. Art Deco is always very popular, mind you. But it does vary, and some people are really connected to vintage clothing, but it varies. It does actually vary.
These sort of concepts always remind me of that television show on the ABC called Antiques Roadshow. You ever watch that one?
Yeah, I love it. It's a great show.
Tell you what, they have some interesting items on there, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do, and they have lots of really great specialists and people who know what they're talking about, you know. And a lot of our stall holders have quite a bit of knowledge as well.
Which is really helpful if, you know, people have any questions about item that they can kind of get the information, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, speaking of the True Vintage Markets, as we said, they're happening this Saturday. Can you tell me exactly where it's going to be happening?
Absolutely. It's happening we've changed venues because our last venue was in Mayfield, and the church hall there is being demolished, unfortunately. But we are now at the corner of Brunker and Glebe Road at the Adamstown Uniting Church in the Memorial Hall, which is right next to the church. And people know it as the Pudding Church.
The Pudding Church. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, the Christmas Pudding Church. So they're the ones that sell the Christmas puddings at Christmas time.
Fair enough. Now, if our listeners want to go along on Saturday, what time do the markets start?
They open at 8 a.m. and they finish at 1.
Alrighty. And I notice here that you'd be happy to take a gold coin donation as well?
Yes. I mean, it's not obligatory, but we are looking. The markets are sort of curated, and we're looking for people who are genuinely interested in vintage stuff. And also, just on another note, there is quite a bit of parking in Adamstown. People think there may not be, but in Date Street, behind the shops, there's a huge parking station.
Yes, and I noticed with the gold coin donation, it's going to the Environmental Defenders Organisation. Is that correct?
That is. Every market we do, our donation amount that we get goes to an environmental cause.
Okay, that sounds really good. Okay, so this Saturday all kicks off at 8 o'clock at the Adamstown Uniting Church Memorial Hall. As you say, people may think there's not a lot of parking around there, but in fact there is a lot of parking, and the gold coin donation to the Environmental Defenders Organisation. So, I mean, this sounds as though it's going to be a huge day, and we wish you all the very best, and we hope that it all goes really well for you on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Pete. And yes, it's growing, and we hope it will continue to grow. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay. And thank you for coming on and explaining what's going to be happening there. It's called the True Vintage Markets. And if you've never been before, this is your chance to have a look at the pre-1990 clothing, jewellery, accessories. They'll have toys, cameras, tableware, homeware, glassware, and a whole lot more. So there you go. If you're not doing much on Saturday morning, or for most of Saturday, you might want to drop on down to the Adamstown Uniting Church Memorial Hall in support of the True Vintage Markets. And thanks to Sonia for coming on and telling us all about that great day coming up.